Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WPOI St. Petersburg Clearwater.
Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Here's Holly with what's hot in Hollywood.
So Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin, even though they are legally married, have not had the big, you know, ceremony yet. And we know that they wanted to do it. Well, they are now on full-on wedding planning mode. So they sent their family and friends, wanted to save the dates. I feel like it's a little late for a save the date, though. Because the date is February 28th.
Shouldn't that be like a year from now when you're sending the save the date?
I feel like save the dates have to go out like no less than 6 months in advance.
Okay, but hold on though. We're talking about very rich people with rich people in their lives.
Who can just fly anywhere at a moment.
Take a jet really quick.
Yeah.
Two hours there back.
If I got one of those now, I'd be like, well, I can't take off of work. But I mean, listen.
Pretty sure Scooter Braun can take a day off.
Exactly.
Meet them there.
They can do their work from anywhere they go. They go, oh, we'll just send a private jet to Tampa and pick you up.
Exactly.
So that makes sense.
I don't know where it's going to be, but apparently February 28th. Wait a second. 28th. That's not leap year, is it? Sorry. No, uh-oh. That's 29th. No, sorry. I just had a momentary brain freeze. Yes.
Are you okay?
Yeah, sorry.
Do we need to hit the reset button on your body?
No, it's fine. Well, you see what happened in my brain when that was going on?
You went through a whole different conversation in your head?
Yes, because then I was like, February 28th, oh my God, what if that's the leap day of a leap year, which means it's like a hoax, and the real date is some other time, and somebody listening is going to call up here and be like, Holly needs to get her facts right because she didn't know how many days are in February. And then I'm going to be like, I didn't realize it was a leap year. And so I had that whole entire thing go through my head as I said the word February 28th.
There you go.
Anyway, the wedding party is being styled. The dancers for the celebration are in rehearsal. He's got a personal DJ, Justin does, that will provide music for the affair. So everything is kind of coming together for them.
I have a feeling they're not going to announce where it is. They're just going to send people to pick them up and they're going to take you somewhere.
Yes, it'll be completely private location, I'm sure. And we talked about this the day that we talked about Chris Pratt and Catherine Schwarzenegger being engaged. And we said, well, I mean, Anna Faris seems pretty cool with all this. It's really cool how cool she is with it. She said, Chris texted me the night it happened. He was like, I proposed to Catherine last night. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. I knew it was going to happen. And I love her and I love him. And I'm just so happy that they found each other. I mean, these are two people that are just genuinely glad to see each other succeed.
I think I read somewhere that did she offer to officiate the wedding?
It was sort of a joke because I think what happened was whoever she was telling this to was like, but how, I mean, really? Were you really okay? And she was like, I mean, I maybe went too far offering to officiate the wedding. And I think it was a joke that had just, you know, it wasn't not funny, but it out of context, it seems awkward.
I mean, would you, Holly, you are divorced.
Yeah.
If your ex-husband remarried, would you go to the wedding?
No.
Would that be too awkward?
I think that's too much because you know why? That's not fair to the person he's marrying.
Good point.
That's not fair. And I mean, we get along fine.
Right.
We have a good relationship, but like, ain't nobody want your former partner being at your new wedding.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No. I would burn the building down.
See, like that's.
But I'm crazy though. That's not even like, not even a question to ask me. No.
You know what? The crazier you get within the confines of this relationship, because you haven't been in a relationship this long before,
mm-hmm.
as we get like, you know, more and more serious, it actually makes me a little nervous for how my daughter is going to be when she grows up, because she's a Leo like you, old August birth baby. And you just got a lot of crazy popping out.
Yeah. Get ready, Holly.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. And then finally, Rihanna is going after her own father in court.
Oh.
Because he's trying to use the Fenty brand to further his own business aspirations.
What is he doing?
He apparently tried to start a talent development company in 2017 called Fenty Entertainment. The problem is, though, Rihanna has trademarked Fenty in her business ventures, her makeup line, all sorts of other stuff. So she claims that he's profiting off of the reputation that she created. And the father is representing himself as to be like, oh, I can book Rihanna for you.
Okay, sit down.
I didn't think old Robin's dad was that way.
Wow, sit down, Daddy Rihanna. Like yeah. that, stop. Stop trying to capitalize off of your daughter's success.
Ew, that's just so gross, you know? I don't know. Like, don't do that. Don't do that to your
do
kid.
Do they have, like, a sword history? Like, is there
I
something?
I didn't think so. That's why when I read it this morning, I was like, oh, that seems really out of line. Because I don't remember reading about Rihanna and her dad. I thought they got along.
Right.
But maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. I just maybe didn't pay attention before. But it doesn't look great, though. Let me tell you that. So it's Hot in Hollywood with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
You ready for some money?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Now. Here's today's hot song of the day.
You are listening for...
Damn, I might be gone psycho. La mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on.
Mr. Posty himself,
yes.
Post Malone. Psycho, that is the hot song of the day. That means every time you hear it, you be caller 20 and you're going to walk away with $500. And here's the secret. We're going to play it between 8:30 and 8:45, all right?
Okay.
So if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going into work. Well, you better set an alarm on your phone now so you can get some of this money, okay?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Post Malone, Psycho, that is the hot song of the day. All right. I've got to tell you how my roommate could possibly destroy a friendship and a relationship with some information he just discovered.
Ooh,
and
yikes.
When he told me about this last night, I said, wait, I got to tell this to the Miguel and Holly family.
Yeah.
And see if we can get some answers.
Share with a couple friends.
We'll do it in two songs on Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.